Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
We are the Grillin' Guys. We've got one final segment to talk about a few things quickly, and I'll try and not linger on beyond the break time so Michael doesn't freak out in here. Next week, we want to mention a couple things. We've got a new brewer coming in. We stumbled into a place in Sparta called Michigan Beer Cellar. I like going to downtown Trinity's. Once a year, my buds and I all meet in Sparta because it's kind of like ground zero for us. And Monday nights, downtown Trinity's closed. So we're all showing up there and nothing to do. And I said, I just went by a place that looked like a new microbrewery down the street. So we jumped in the cars, went down there. This guy has got some amazing blends of beer in there, some brews that he just popped up out of nowhere. It's a beautiful facility. It's huge. He has great paninis and food. We're going to talk with Dan next week. We also have Elizabeth Carmel that's going to be on the show. She's Girls at the Grill. She's the chick spokesman for Great Lakes Grilling Company. Michael's talking about doing some salmon, and Great Lakes Grilling Company is a local company. They're the biggest supplier of cedar planks, I think, in the country. And all that cedar comes out of Michigan. John Rich is a fellow I've worked with for years up there. He came into my shop years ago and gave me some cedar planks that were really cool. I actually tried to reuse a couple of them because I couldn't stand the thought of throwing them away, but you're actually supposed to throw them away when you're done with them. So we're going to talk with those people. But I think tomorrow for the game,
I'm doing something spicy. I'm doing something. I haven't put my finger on it yet, and it's one of the places where my techniques probably differ a little bit from what you do with your Kansas City experience. I don't go sweet a lot, especially, and I've done it a little more actually with the good one. I've done a little more where I've tried to make, because I make my own sauces. I don't use a lot of prepackaged stuff. I make my own spice rubs, and I tend to go a little more in the vein of a Texas style. When I'm cooking, like especially my briskets, I've got a Lone Star steak rub recipe that I put together in about a half pound at a time, and it's a lot of cayenne and crushed red and black pepper.
They're big into cumin also in Texas.
Yep,
do you throw any of that
in? There's a lot of that in there, chili powder.
So tell me about your sauce.
Well, the sauce is... I tune up. I need to start writing the stuff down,
right?
Because I tune them up kind of by my mood.
Every time.
Yeah, you start with ketchup, mustard, and vinegar. And then I just kind of go from there. And what I've been doing is playing around, especially like I said, since I got the good one, I've been playing around with brown sugar, molasses, even using some vanilla and some things to
maple syrup is really good.
Sweeten up those sauces.
Honey and maple syrup, they're just beautiful things to add.
And that was actually where I came up with that injector sauce recipe for pork. And if you're slow cooking any kind of pork, you can use this. I use it on a pork loin, which has got almost no fat in it at all, compared to a pork roast or spare ribs, something like that. And it was just a cup of orange juice, 3 tablespoons of brown sugar, and then a shake or three of some black pepper and dried mustard, and boiled it. Cooled it, and then about every inch went all the way around that loin, and it was like somebody had injected maple syrup into that pork loin, cooked it for 4 or 5 hours.
That's a great idea. That's a piece of meat that needs help.
Yeah, well,
it'll dry out real quick on you if you're not careful.
And it's bland even if you get it right, because a pork loin's so thick that there's nothing, nothing that you put on it as a rub or even the smoke ring around it is going to penetrate much more, than maybe a quarter, half an inch. And then you've got all of this meat in the middle that's just bleh. And it really, really sexed it up.
What temperature do you... There you go. What temperature do you bring that up to?
About 225.
On
the pork? I had that up to about 175, and then I wrapped it and brought it up real quick and then let it rest for 30, 40 minutes. And when I cut it, literally orange juice came out of it. I mean, it was neat.
Wow. I think... One of my problems with injecting a pork loin has always been the stinking injectors. I'm looking for a good injector. If anybody knows of a good brand of injectors out there or where you can get them, my luck on a good injector has been crap.
Yeah, my wife got me one for Christmas. It works great.
Yeah, I'm looking for something, maybe stainless steel. I love shooting up turkeys, throwing them in the deep fryer.
Yeah, I actually threw some garlic butter into a batch of chicken thighs. Just regular old chicken thighs, and shot them all up with garlic butter, and they were good.
We did a gig in Toledo on Tuesday, and we did a bunch of wings, and Rob had them all trimmed up with some a really hot sauce and we smoke those, that'd be pretty good for tomorrow for the game. I might be grabbing some wings on the way home.
Yeah, I got to do something. I'm going to do something spicy. As cold as it is, want something hot.
Well, check us out on Facebook and shoot us any questions during the week. We monitor it. You can go to thegrillingguys.com. We're here every week from 9 to 11. We thank you for your time. We're going to check out a little Kid Rock on the way out. If you have any music, send it to us because we love Michigan artists and we want to help them out. We're the Grilling Guys. Adios. Twisting, turning.